most diabolical haters this side of the Mississippi. I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Excited, and then it's just like, it was good, but it was like, it wasn't the
apocalypse. I didn't hear all those warnings, so what, yeah. I got that was
cool. Dire warnings, I can believe it. But yeah, I watched it with Vanante. It was fun.
Does he like storms?
Yeah, I'm like, because I don't want to be scared either. So, like, we hear thunder, and like, yeah, you hear that one?
That's awesome.
For lightning.
Yeah.
I was hoping that, because, like, sometimes, like, thunder's, like, if it's, like, really close, it's really fucking loud.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just kind of hoping that it wasn't, like, out of nowhere that, like, kind of, like, to scare him.
Mm.
But.
No, it was good. It was, like, really long, rumbly thunder.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I fell asleep to it. I went outside reading, and I fully fell asleep.
That was sick.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't watch The Speaks España.
Why?
It's a fucking reunion.
So?
I hate reunions.
Yeah, so?
Was it worth it?
No. Yeah, of course it was worth watching it because it was an episode of the show, so you fucking watch it.
Nah.
You're an asshole. Okay, so I guess we just won't talk about it then.
I wanted to. The only reason I wanted to was for Dovima.
Yeah, Dovima had some pretty cute moments. The reunion, yeah, it wasn't like a very juicy reunion. No. I think the like previews for it made it seem like there was going to be a lot more drama than there was.
And, yeah.
Was
Indy there?
Indy was there. Everyone was there. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It wasn't the juiciest episode. There's a couple of cute times when Dovima, like when. They were talking about the time that Inti refused to lip sync and then Dovima put on her own lip sync. She was like, well, that was my episode to go home because if Inti had lip synced against me, like, she would have sent me home. So she's like, you know, I should have gone home that week every other episode, basically. I don't know if she said it.
I don't know if she thought so little of herself.
She thought very little of herself.
She, when she did that lip sync by herself, it was still good.
It was
like,
awesome.
She would have probably beat Inti. Like,
we don't know. We'll never know. And Inti's like gorgeous. And,
yeah.
Like,
but she did great. Like, she was good.
Mm-hmm. It was also like her second time in the bottom, so they may have been like,
yeah,
you know, giving it to Inti because it was only her first time.
I do rather that than a queen that's like, I don't understand why I'm in the bottom.
Yeah, she was very pragmatic. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when she was talking about how she refused to lip sync against Sagittaria, she was just like, I mean, we've heard her explain why she did. She didn't want to get in her way. She thought Sagittaria deserved to be there more than she did. And she just didn't want to, like, even make it look like she was trying to fight for her spot there. She just wanted to fully give it to her. Which, like, what?
She's so soft.
I know. I love her.
She's such a softie who's like puts on this hard mask.
I love her. Yeah. And she's like, and even if I did try, she still would have sent me home. Like, I still would not have beaten her at a lip sync. So, but I didn't even want to make it look like I was trying to.
I guess.
Yeah. I got the feeling, I don't know if anyone really came out and said it, but I got the feeling that everyone has just accepted that Carmen's gonna win.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
It's just like, it's pretty obvious.
I mean, yeah, at this point.
Yeah. It can't be anyone else.
It can't be anybody else. So.
Yeah. So we just got a couple more days to wait until we see our Carmen crowned.
Can't wait.
Can't fucking wait.
Yeah, so I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... They went through each queen and did, like, a highlight of her time on the season.
Yeah. And it was so long. Like, I don't really like that they're long episodes, but this one was...
For a reunion, yeah. I'm really excited for the finale, though.
It's also because, like, a lot of times, like, I usually put on shows while I'm doing stuff, but you know, it's my language. But that one I have to like sit down and watch and
actually
read. So I'm like, to take an hour of my time to do this, my like maybe 3 hours of free time a day, I'm like, I don't want to do this.
That's fair.
Yeah, so I watched All Stars instead. Pissed. I should have just fucking watched the reunion.
Okay,
the episode starts, and then I start thinking, I'm like, you know what? I like Scarlett this season. I didn't really care for her much the first time around, and I'm like, she's been all right. I'm like, if she can pick it up, like, she can do something. Yeah. At least make it to the finale. Mm. And then, like, even throughout the episode, I'm like, she's doing good. I kept thinking, like, okay, she's doing good in this one.
Yeah.
Her look came out. I liked it.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, okay, she's good.
Yep.
Bye.
Fucking Jan.
Jan's really turning into the, like, I didn't hate Jan. Now?
I hate. Also, why the fuck did Ginger Minj win?
Like, Ginger Minj was surprised.
Yeah.
Me?
What? Me?
Bottom, right?
Yeah. It was so just, like, robotic and stock and just, like, there was no heart to it. It was just so fake and disingenuous.
It was okay, the whole challenge was fucked.
The challenge was stupid. It was a really dumb challenge.
Here's the challenge. Open up about your deepest, darkest shit, talk about it, and we're gonna judge you on it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Whoever's got the best dark shit
and
presents it better wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that a thing?
It's so weird.
They tried to make it a thing by being like, there has to be one moderator, but it didn't really fucking matter.
No.
And there's just like, fucking who's weird. Got the juiciest tea, and then we're gonna judge you.
Exactly.
And then the judging was like,
but then they didn't even judge it on that because they gave the win to fucking Ginger Minj.
I know.
So what the fuck?
And also the looks didn't really matter. No. Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's some bad looks.
Yeah.
And like, yeah,
and Scarlett looked so good.
You don't see like any of the judging, like the judges talking to each other and judging them one, like, it just cuts straight to like Ruby and like, all right, so here we made some decisions. Top,
yeah.
Top, bottom, bottom, top, yeah. Top. Like, I'm so used to the España one where they're like, so long. They talk to each contestant, they judge them each, and then they leave, and then the judges talk amongst themselves.
Yeah.
And there's none of that there. So it's just like, you're like, I'm just, where did these jump to these conclusions where Ginger wins and Scarlett goes home? I don't understand.
It's just because they've already mapped out the entire season. They've already decided who's going to win what challenge and who's going to win the crown.
Like the look on Ginger's face when she won.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is exactly the same look I had.
Where you all have that look. Yeah. What? It should have been TKB.
Oh, yeah?
Duh.
Like, first of all, the challenge, I was like, I didn't know. Like, I was like, it's hard to tell who fucked up. Like, it was talking about personal shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell anybody that really fucked it up. I mean, I don't really like Jan, but
I think all of that team, it was Jan, Eureka, and Ginger. No. Was that the team? What a fucking monster nightmare of a team, if that's what it was. But I think it was. Either way, the team that Jan was on, it was just, they were all so fake, and they were talking about, like, bullshit.
Yeah.
It just seemed so... Oh, Pandora. Yeah, Pandora, Jan.
Yeah, Pandora seemed reserved. Like, if the challenge was open up, then, yeah, some queens didn't open up as much as they could have.
Yeah.
You know? TKB talked about being HIV positive.
Yeah, and, like, in a real way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it was, like, entertaining, and, like, she seemed like she was on a talk show. Like, she seemed like a fucking professional. And Ginger Minj just looked like a fucking hack.
Yeah. But again, it's like, I can't judge... I don't know how to judge them, because I'm like, it's...
What was actually the challenge, like, yeah.
It's a fucked up challenge. And then
yeah, it was stupid.
To judge it, I was like, oh, my God, it's so fucked up. What are we doing?
It's really stupid.
But, yeah, I was just fucking sad, man. Like... I was just so confused with what they were saying to Scarlett too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got like weirded out by her. Like what was weird about it? I just didn't understand.
Yeah.
I was confused the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, am I just really high? Or am I not understanding anything right now?
It was a really weird episode.
Like, some queens have it kind of easy. She had two loving parents. You know, yeah. that were gay and had a, yeah. they were a positive gay influence on
yeah.
her life.
Yeah.
She had a pretty good upbringing.
Yeah.
Like, Gigi Good was like that too. She was like, I had a pretty sweet upbringing.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, this is going to hurt you. You don't have any trauma? You need trauma.
Yeah. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Like, it's not their fault that they yeah. had it
It's easy like the way she talks sense. To Shea Coulee about all of her family's stuff. She's like, do you want to... I know it's been a couple of years and we talked about it in your last finale, but... You want to talk more about your dead family?
Yeah.
Any chance you got more tears in there about your dead family?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Leave her alone. Give her the crown she deserves and fuck off.
Yeah.
Poor goddamn Shay.
Yeah. The fucking drama. Like, and it was, I don't know if we talked about this, but in Spain, I was like, when they were talking about coming out to their families and how like most of them, their families were like,
Yeah.
And of course, it's like a super Catholic place,
yeah.
conservative in that sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now in like the States, like more and more, it's becoming like a pretty accepted.
Well, yeah, I mean, the States, like the people in all the major cities are very liberal. Yeah,
you still have like the religious.
Of course. Like,
for sure.
Of course, but you get that everywhere.
Yeah. But yeah, so. Anyways, fucking...
All Stars is a whack-ass episode.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm holding out that there's the game within the game bullshit.
Mm.
And...
Well, someone's obviously coming back.
Yeah, so now I'm hoping it's Scarlett out of all of them.
Yeah, I would...
Yara's pretty hilarious. Yeah. Fuck you, bitches!
I think it'll probably be Yara who comes back. You think? I do.
I don't know.
I think
she's a wild card. Yeah. She's hit or miss.
Yeah.
She's like, either we're going to win it or go home then.
Yeah. Yeah. She's very much like, yeah, either in the bottom or in the top.
But I don't think she should have been in the bottom and gone home last.
No. Me neither.
That was tough.
For Shakira?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
So weird. The judging is so weird. And Akira shouldn't
have been in the bottom either for her prince.
We're not like the only ones going crazy about this judging. Like the internet also knows.
Everyone's like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. It's fucking weird.
Even like RuPaul's like YouTube channel that has the Trixie recap show, she'll often be like, "No, that I don't agree with that one." Like even RuPaul's shit is it not agreeing with him. No one does.
No.
It's so fucking weird. I don't understand, man.
I know. I watched the pit stop of this episode where Trixie has Kennedy Davenport on.
Yeah.
And she's straight up like, "No, I would not have sent Scarlett home. I would have sent Jan home."
Yeah. Jan's done. Jan should have went home soon and just stayed on top. Now her stock is going down. She's becoming like whiny and just annoying and she didn't evolve.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't elevate her shit.
No.
Which I feel like she could have, but...
She's doing the same thing she did in her season. She just bought a bunch of expensive things that don't really say anything about her. They're just like expensive outfits. And she paints a fairly clean face and then she goes on and overacts everything.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to tone it down, even though people have been telling her since day one of her performing, like, ooh, that's a lot. You need to tone it down. And then, like, in the second season that she appears on, she's like, I don't get it. They're like telling me to do more and I'm doing more. So, like, what's their problem? They're telling you to do less, you dumb, stupid bitch. Less.
Yeah, man. I'm over it.
Yeah. She's annoying. I think she just makes bad TV. She annoys me.
Yeah.
I want to see more, like, Akira. I want to see more...
Yeah, when Akira's in the bottom, Kylie, I'm like, I don't like this.
This is bullshit. Why is she in the bottom so fucking often? What the fuck? Crime. Yeah. It's fucked. It's
fucking weird.
I want to see more Kylie. I want to see more Raja
O'Hara. Yeah, I was scared for Kylie in this one.
Yeah, me too.
They really made it seem like she was like bombing. And again, I'm like,
how do you?
She's a soft-spoken person.
Yeah.
And they're asking you to like, I guess you could put it on a little bit more, but like.
But why is the yelling?
The challenge is also to be yourself.
Exactly. And why is being disingenuous and hooting and hollering and being loud better than being yourself? Like, why is that better? I hate it.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I loved her stuff. I liked her dress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's great.
Yeah.
They don't really care. Although Ginger.
Fucking
and giving Jan another shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Shot after shot.
And the fact that Ginger Minj won $30,000 with that fucking lackluster lip sync.
Dude. That was icing on the cake. Was
so
dude, she made so much money.
Yeah, more than the winners of season one and two.
Being TKB just watching this going down.
Like, after TKB's lip sync where she deserves $30,000.
Yeah. It's like, I could have fucking won this.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone would have beat Mayhem Miller in that lip sync, I think. Maybe not anyone, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the best.
No.
I know.
So annoying.
No, no. It must be so annoying for the queens who, like, yeah, they lost the week before.
Yeah. Like, well, and, like, Ginger Minj, you shouldn't even... And TKB should have won! She should have been up against Mayhem Miller for that 30 grand.
Yeah. She should have.
Which would have been redemption because she, like, did such a good lip sync against LaGanja, but lost the lip sync and had to have her tip roll over. So it would have been sweet for her to get her tip that should have been hers in the first place rolled over into another 10 grand.
Yeah.
But we live in a
upside down
dark and world. Evil fantasy. Yeah.
Frack Island. Fuck, man.
Yeah. Super annoying.
Whatever.
Do you know what next week's challenge is?
No.
Is it Snatch Game?
It should be.
It might be.
They seem to be around that number of queens.
Yeah. I think there's 8 left.
Something like that.
Yeah, if there's 8 left, then it's probably a Snatch Game. Yeah.
So, I finished Magic Engineer.
Yeah. How'd you like the ending?
Yeah, it was good. It like, wrapped it up nicely. It ended really weird.
Remind me how it ends.
So he's like, so basically it ends with the whites being like, okay, we're gonna ease off. They're gonna keep building ships. And this is a lot of
order. Yeah, so we'll
get more chaos come our way. We'll build up. Basically the smartest things the white has ever done. In the existence of these fucking doofuses that run this thing.
Totally.
I'm like, that's a smart plan. And then it cuts to Doran with Leedrill, and then she's like, hey, so yeah, we're gonna do all these things and build all these ships. Does that mean there's gonna be more chaos, like, in or whatever? And then he's like, it's gonna cause some problems, but. It's not our problem right now.
Fuck.
It's basically what he said. I was like, what? This is fucking weird.
Is that, and then end?
The end? Yeah, and then they have sex.
Sick.
And then they cut.
Do you have dick deeds?
No, I didn't get...
Damn it, Joey.
His three main characters have all been pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just how they're like super tentative with like sexual encounters and always get hit on and they're like, no. Okay. Order.
Order.
Which like, okay, I get sometimes with the order shit, like you can't like
you can't
hook up with someone's wife or whatever.
Yeah.
But when it's someone you like.
Or potentially leave someone pregnant and not be able to stay with them.
Yeah. You know? But when it's someone that, yeah, like, you're in a relationship or whatever, like, you're both mutually like each other, and they're still like, I'm like, you want to put that dick in there. For sure.
Yeah.
And the women are always like, put it in. What are you waiting for? Anyway, so, yeah, he wrapped it up nicely. He's like, building ships and shit.
And he's like, fuck the future.
Yeah, basically,
I don't give a damn.
He's just like, this, I don't know, this, the problem right now. But.
Yeah, love that.
So, that's good. And then, I was looking for a new series. I really did like a 2-hour, like, narrowing down which books I'd like to maybe
what
try.
What else did you find before we came to...
So, there's this author, Joe Abercrombie, that keeps popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And his stuff is, like, very dark fantasy. Mm-hmm. Gruesome kind of.
Mm.
I was like, maybe a change of pace, like, you know, like go into something like gruesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like the Eric Erickson series that always pops up too.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, maybe that. And I always forget, and I always tell you, and you're like, it was boring. I was like, oh, yeah. And then, like, all the comments are like that, like, it's a slow burn.
Yeah.
Or, like, even the first four books.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I'm down for that.
No. Yeah.
So, there was another one. It was like a one-off. It gets like, you read the reviews and everyone's like, this is a really good book. But it comes off as like this bro-y book. Like, the cover, it's not bad. It's like five or six like warrior dudes. And they kind of look like Vikings. And the whole premise of the book is like, these retired mercenaries like get back together for one last thing.
Sounds awful.
And, yeah, it does. And that's what everybody in the comments say. They're like, the premise, the look, everything sounds mundane and not great.
Yeah.
But she's like, they're all like, the book is really good though.
Yeah.
And
cool.
Like, it's actually like, they really do a good job of like character building and all that.
That's
shit.
Cool.
So I was like, okay, maybe that. I don't know. And he has a sequel where it's all girls.
Oh,
and I was
cool.
Like, I kind of want to read that one.
Yeah.
Does it connect in any way, or can I just
yeah.
read that one?
Yeah.
No, so that sounds cool. I don't know. So maybe that. But then I kept thinking, Sanderson.
Yeah, that little devil on your shoulder.
Sanderson. And sure enough, so yeah, I bought the trilogy.
Yeah.
You did too.
You followed and suit quickly.
I'm like two pages in. I'm like,
oh, God.
I have not made a huge mistake.
Yeah, no. I have made a huge good decision.
I'm like, this has the potential to be awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah, same thing. Like 10, 12 pages into it, I was like, this is my new obsession.
So into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first scene. And also when I learned that it was like the same universe as Mistborn, but different planets.
So I didn't know that until you told me. Yeah. That is so fucking cool.
I got a boner.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. Because it's also like, it's about the other shards. Like,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
Preservation. So I'm like, cool. Everywhere. Because the whole time when we were talking about Mistborn, so I was always like, well, where are these other shards? Like, they've got to pop up.
Yeah.
You know, wax and wane. So yeah. I'm like, there's a lot more shit I'm wondering about that. Because I thought they were going to delve more into the other ones.
In the Mistborn world.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, completely different world.
But if
same
they're
universe.
Here, then there's a bunch of
that.
Them.
I love
what's
it.
Their connection to Sprenz?
Yeah,
like, there's,
yeah.
Because there's a lot of like shit that I'm like thinking about in Mistborn. That was like, this was connected to preservation
yeah,
and all that
yeah.
shit. So like Sprenz and shit, like there's
yeah,
gotta
totally,
be some connection.
Totally.
I'm like so into it. I'm like,
yeah.
I just want to keep reading it no more.
Yeah. It's been a really long time since I've been like excited
yeah.
while reading a new book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've like been rereading a lot of books lately.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to read something new, something massive, and something by Sanderson is, like you said, a boner.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. And it's a huge book, too.
It's
I'm
massive,
like
1,200 something pages.
Yeah, they're all that big.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
fucking great. And
how many are out right now?
Four. The fourth one just came out. I know. I'm like, I'm definitely gonna finish it before, like, finish the fourth book.
Yeah,
the fourth book.
There will probably be a reread.
But
there's
supposed
in
to
there.
Be. His next one is going to be Wax and Wayne.
Oh, okay.
He's finishing that
yeah.
off, and then he's
going to... And he's going back to Stormlight. Yeah. Well, he is a little bit faster than your Martins and your Rothfusses.
Yeah. Just don't die, buddy.
Don't die. Keep
living your boring, churchy life.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't drink.
Don't change anything.
Don't change anything. Live forever.
Keep praying.
Live forever until Kolob calls you home.
You imagine he, like... gets over Mormonism and like
the heroin addict.
Yeah, and
God
his,
damn it.
His books have just gone to shit.
God damn it, Sanderson.
We tried to convert him back.
Yeah. I become a missionary. my destiny fulfilled.
Yeah, so good. So yeah, it starts off like 4,000 years before.
Yeah, like 4,500 years before. I love when books do that or like writers do that.
Yeah.
World builders.
He's really
like
good at
like scale and history.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He's really good at like the first like 50 pages just getting you yeah. right into the story that's already going.
Yeah.
And like the
a
characters,
fully fleshed out
yeah.
world that you don't know everything about, but he writes about it as if it's
yeah.
normal. Like he writes all these differences in this world as if they're normal, like the Spren and
yeah.
the
yeah, he fills you in and educates you, but it doesn't seem that way at all.
Exactly.
It seems like just inner thoughts.
So natural. Yeah. And that's yeah, he's a fantastic world
he's
builder.
He's so good at that.
Yeah.
And
systems of magic are different every single time. It just is so cool. It's so weird and cool. Yeah. I really liked Seth, the assassin guy who like changed like your perception or changed gravity or something. Like,
sorry, can you talk about a fucking prologue? That was awesome.
Okay.
That's when I knew I was like, this is dope. Holy shit. So, because the first one, the battle's over, right? And then they're like, all right, we're hanging up our swords.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah.
Good luck, world. And then skip 4,000 years. And then, enter Seth.
Yeah.
This guy is fucking assassin. Goes to a party.
So fucking
and
cool.
Tries to, and assassinates the king.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it sets up like such an epic fucking thing that changes the world, and there's this, and also showcases the powers like what I understand right now being like the best of the
quite high level powers.
Yeah. Like the lashes, like where
to his lashings.
Yeah,
oh, so cool.
Like that shit is cool.
That was fucking cool.
Like his system of magics, like Mistborn included. Seemed like they would like give me a headache to like think of writing and like try to
totally,
keep up and like
totally.
They're very like
specific, you know, and like
this person uses this. What would you use? Like how would you think your shit out?
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
You can't just bluster through like such a complicated system.
Like how would a pewter arm deal with it versus a tin eye?
Like there's a lot of shit to so, and he does it well and.
He's a genius.
Yeah, because at first when he's explaining all these powers and all these different things, I'm like, holy shit, dude, this is a lot. Are you going to be able to keep up and make this look cool and not just too muddled? And,
it's fucking sick. Great.
But I remember thinking that about Mistborns too, because right away she's a Mistborn, so like she has all of them.
All of them, yeah.
They're fighting with all of them all the time. Yeah. That's why like Wax and Wayne seem kind of like not dumbed down. I don't want to say, but like
more specific.
They couldn't use all the fucking metals.
You get his entire power set understood very quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas her power set was very much more like she was constantly learning new ways to combine her powers and like she was constantly upgrading her strength basically.
Yeah.
And he. Like established, has been using the same moves for 20 years.
Yeah.
Which was cool in a different way.
And I know his system magic is going to like evolve. And then now there's like the
soul casting.
The soul cast gems. Yeah. And all that shit. So there's there's different kinds. Mm-hmm. I'm like, which gods are attached to what? Yeah. Like, I just always on my mind. I'm like, who are these fucking.
It's glimpses into like a huge, huge system that I'm sure he's going to fully flesh out and we'll be able to like. Understand it well enough to teach courses on it.
Yeah.
With how big the book is, like, he's going to flesh everything out, I think. Well, really.
And he always does this thing, too, where he sets off his protagonist at basically the lowest point. And it's like, take it from there. Like, because in this one, Buddy is a slave.
Kaladin,
yeah. He's like pretty low.
Yeah.
Basically, he's like a misborn.
Kelsier.
Yeah. He gets like enslaved. Same thing. Like, he humbles the fuck out of these characters to nothing. And then,
so their rise is like extra.
Yeah, it's extra. Dramatic and also, it's like they have a humility to their character now.
Well, and like, so in, you know, book four, like 20,000 pages from now.
Yeah.
His like whatever heroic thing he does will be more impactful because he went from like such his story arc will be
He fucking got me on the chapter before they introduced Kaladin in that and like in the future with that battle scene
with like Sen and Dalit.
So then they kind of like make it about Sen. I was like, all right, so this is probably gonna be the character I'm getting so attached to Sen. Then because it's a really cool story, like he's in this thing, they're like, we're gonna say you're gonna live, and they are like they're really coordinated, everything's going good. There's a small mishap, he gets saved. I'm like, oh man,
Sen. They're like, we don't worry, we do this all the time, like this is how we, and then
and I'm like, oh, Sen's gonna be with this troop for a while. Yeah, and like raise him into this warrior.
Yeah,
he's gonna be like the dude.
Nope. Dead.
Oh yeah, Sanderson got me.
It's Grand's gotchas. Brand's gotchas.
Yeah, Brand's gotchas. You fucking got me. Kaladin's like, yeah, they're all dead.
Yeah.
They're all fucking dead.
And yeah, he has that fucking brand on his forehead, which sucks.
Oh, this that slave sucks. Breath. And then enter in the Windspren.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I was immediately obsessed with the Spren. I told you it was like one of the first things I said about the book. I was like, one, I'm obsessed immediately. Yeah. Two, I need tattoos of Spren.
Yeah, I want to wait on the tattoos.
Yeah, of course, me too. Me too.
I want to understand more of what they are.
I think at least, I think I probably want to finish the fourth book before getting any tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to finish what's available.
Yeah.
I've read 150 pages of it and I'm already like, tattoo me! Everything!
I believe in you, Sam.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, one thing I really liked. Was he? The Kaladin got over being annoyed as a sprout pretty fast.
Yeah, I hate when characters reject things like that.
That are fucking like, cool. Like that
are fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Windspren would never talk, and one's talking to you and is self aware and does like, all this shit that like.
Sick, you're my new best friend.
Colorful ribbon.
Yeah.
Like maybe be like in awe of that. It knows your name and shit. Yeah. Maybe it's there for a fucking reason.
And your
God is attached to that.
Totally.
There's some shit going on, for sure.
Oh my god, I'm so excited to...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna...
And I love how they're like, only visible to who they want.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that shit.
Really cool. Yeah, later on when there's Spren for everything.
Everything.
Anxiety Spren and fear Spren. And yeah, like,
that's why I was like, is he gonna creation be able to keep up with this shit?
Like, yeah. But you know he
Logic
will.
Spren?
Logic Spren?
In deep, like, arguments? Like, really intelligent arguments?
Storm Cloud Spren?
You imagine, you're like, yes!
I'm a genius! Yeah, it's...
Oh my god, dude, having Spren would be the best fucking thing ever. It'd be so cool.
I also but really...
Are there, like, sex Sprens and shit? Like,
You know there
horny
are.
Horny Sprens?
You know there are.
Like, you're just sitting there, there's a horny Spren, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, man.
Little spermy Sprens. Totally. You know there are.
They swim in the direction of whoever you're
attracted to. Yeah. Stop. You're making it obvious. So funny.
Little dick shape.
Little, yeah. Cock shape Spren.
But yeah, I love the Sprens. And so, yeah, so Kaladin, he's like a slave. Pretty shitty situation.
Pretty shitty.
excuse
me. The fucking bridge crew.
Yeah.
Goddamn. That sucks.
Fucking old duties biz is like pretty cool.
It's yeah.
Like,
everyone around him dead again. Whoops.
Later.
That sucks. His chapters, I'm always like, oh.
Yeah, when's it gonna get better?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is like good. Because this is a lot of stuff that like authors would do like in the third book. You know, they would introduce him in their small town, everything's going great.
Yeah.
And they would build it up to, and he just like jumps you right in the
right
in the low moments. And then let's build him up from there.
God, I love him.
So good.
Who else is Shallan?
Shallan, yeah.
She's pretty cool.
Yeah, at first I was like, okay, I don't know, whatever. She's like kind of like this rich lady.
Yeah.
I was like, we'll see.
Okay. Yeah.
He's not bad at writing female characters, so I'm like, I'm sure there's going to be more depth to her.
Uh-huh.
And there is.
I really liked Vin. I thought Vin was a fantastically written character.
Yeah. I really turned on to Shallan when she was like, I want those gems.
Yes. I'm here to fucking steal those.
Yeah. She's like, I'm here to steal them. I'm like, there's...
There's the interesting part. Yeah, there's the character.
She's not just like, I'm here for my family. Yeah,
I like to learn.
Yeah. Because he did write kind of one of those characters in Waxing Wayne.
Yes. What's her name?
I don't know.
Yeah, the girl that was...
Or Marassi?
Marassi, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was just like, I want this to be a badass fucking shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
If she's not the one, then somebody else. Just give me a badass.
I really like Jasna, though.
Yeah, me too.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
Heretic, like an atheist heretic that's like, I'm a strong woman. I use magic.
Yeah.
I suck religion.
That's all the history, you know, bitch.
And I'm a princess. Yeah, that's it. Oh, you can draw.
You can draw.
Oh,
cute. Thanks. I'll send it to my army. I can look at it in battle.
Yeah, I'll help them.
I know.
Yeah, she's suck.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. And but even like, yeah, okay, she's here to steal the gems, but even the whole reason for it, I'm like, I don't really care. If she was there to steal the gems for herself and become powerful, I'm into it.
Well, we'll see how her story develops.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, a lot can happen, so.
And everything being introduced right now is, like, definitely not what's going to happen. Like, all of our presumptions and all of our guesses or, like, how we think the character's going to go is all going to end up being wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we're in for a ride.
I'm already in it, man. It's fucking great.
It's so good. We're only like fucking a tenth of the way into the first book.
Even just the little characters he's introducing, like in the last Shallan character, there's that dude, I forget what his position is. He's like a kind of a priest, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Something? I don't know. Arthritis?
It's a stop. something. Well, his title, he's an ardent.
Ardent.
Yeah, but he gave her his name, and I'm blanking right now.
Which is, I don't know. I'm just like, I want to get more into the depths of the religion.
The religion, like,
really talk about that much.
Well, we know that Shallan is religious, and Jasnah is not.
Yeah.
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 Oh, it's fucking good.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
And I really want to see how much more this Winsprout. I'm so invested in this Winsprout. Every time it pops up, I'm like,
same. I also think she's like learning and growing, like, maturing. So I hope that she becomes like, stronger and more. And,
can help him, you know?
Because
she's definitely going to help him somehow. Yeah.
I think she, like, just gained consciousness, basically.
Yeah.
And doesn't really... But, like, as a magical being... Because when
he was asking her what her name was, and she was
she's like, I do have one, actually.
She's like, why do I have a name?
Yeah, why?
He's like, I don't fucking know.
Stupid, dumb bitch. Yeah, I love her. Yeah. Syl. Oh, Syl. I have a nickname. It's like Sylphina or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
They're great.
Yeah.
And like, they can't like really be killed because they're like...
They're just wisps. Yeah. They're just energy.
They've got to be connected to some cool shit. I fucking love it.
Yeah. Everyone who's listening should buy Stormlight Archive.
Get into it. I messaged Juan.
He's been reading them, yeah.
But he's only read like 700 pages of the first one.
Oh my, what an idiot. He's, he's been reading it forever.
He think he put it down. He's like, work's been crazy or whatever. People know words.
Yeah. Working is for chumps.
Like, you play video games. Just say you play video games. Don't blame it on work. You have free time.
Yeah.
You just choose not to read.
You have free time. Exactly.
But, I'm like, well, okay, read, because at this rate, we're going to catch you pretty fast.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. I don't like that he's ahead of me right now, to be honest.
And I'm also like, I keep looking at the map. I want to
look at the map. Oh, I love maps. I love maps.
I love all of his little Sanderson things. Yeah. Like, the start of the chapters have, fucking, like,
the sky eels and, like...
Who's that? Yeah, how's that connected?
32 seconds pre-death on the 1172. Yeah, I know. I've been trying to, like, remember at least just the dates.
Because in this point, it was fucking cool. And it made me want to go back and read all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So kind of just like, what is this? You know.
But then it all makes sense. You're like, oh my God. Yeah, mind blown.
Yeah,
fuck Sanderson. Things, he might be my favorite author.
He makes me feel a special way when I read his books.
Totally.
I got that with Patrick Rothfuss too, where I was like, I just want to keep fucking reading.
Yeah.
I get to an end of the chapter and I'm like, I'll just read the first page of the chapter.
Yeah, Patrick Rothfuss was really good. I like Sanderson better.
He hooked me a lot. But there's just more Sanderson out there.
Yeah, there's just more examples. Yeah. Ooh, I really like in Stormlight Archive the like slightly different human races.
Yeah.
I really like that. Like the Thalen with the weird eyebrows.
Yeah.
And like they kind of remind me of like Romulans.
Yeah.
From Star Trek. And then like the black and red model skinned people. Yeah. Oh, it's so cool.
I love that it's very punishment. But like his own elf dwarf.
Exactly.
Complete, like even the The crustaceans, these giant like fucking
shells and stuff. Yeah,
boulder like
yeah.
crab things.
That's like their cattle, basically. Yeah.
All the like the plants are like these weird
rock bumpy, beds like, and stuff. Yeah, yeah, it's so fucking cool. Love it. Yeah. It's so cool.
I love when the vegetation. Yeah, everything is different. He's like building a fucking world, like completely different.
And world. In the first 150 pages, like you get that. You can totally envision a whole different world.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, thunderclasps.
Thunderclasts, yeah.
Where are they at?
Oh, shit. I think they mentioned something about them not being seen for like thousands of years.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's probably where to bring them back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're coming back. Oh, they're coming back. For sure.
But yeah, he's fucking good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say.
I'm excited to go back. I'm excited to read
more. I'm like back into it.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Because even the last like stuff was Wax and Wayne, which was good, but like it wasn't as good as Mistborn or this.
And no.
150 pages in this.
But seriously, yeah.
It seemed like that was kind of like whatever series. Yeah. But, like,
well, it explained a lot. It was a series, I think the main point of the series was to explain the world.
Yeah. And again, it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
It was just like his standards, but it's still like...
It didn't capture me like this one.
No.
Did immediately.
Yeah.
Or Mistborn did immediately.
Yeah, Mistborn did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to see new characters.
Yeah.
I'm just excited.
Did we get... Like, did we talk about all the main characters? Is it just... Are we just switching between Kaladin and Shallan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I like, because right now, I was scared he was going to, like, introduce way too many.
Too many, yeah. Because there's already, he's introducing an entire world.
Exactly.
There's already a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, okay, two characters, and then all the people around them, and then the world, around them. So he's doing a pretty good job. I'm keeping up.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep up with all these sprints. So many fucking goddamn sprints.
I know, I should be, like, taking notes.
They're listed somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself. Someone has done that for me.
But I'm like really excited that this is a 10 book series. Like
I'm bummed out that there's only four out. Yeah, yeah.
And that's gonna bug me, but whatever.
That's gonna suck.
I don't regret having read
it. No, and I was
like, what if I die in 2 years and I haven't read
it? And you haven't read it, exactly. That. And I was thinking about this, and I'm like, well, it's kind of stupid to wait because you're either waiting now or you're waiting later.
Yeah.
So I may as well have read the books and wait then.
Yeah, because like, I'm like, how long do I have to wait? It's another 6 books. Let's say I'd minimum 2 years each, which is like asking a lot.
Minimum.
Let's say 3.
Yeah.
3 in between.
Minimum still.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at 18 years.
I'm like, I'm not going to wait that long.
Might not be alive.
Everyone says it's great. Yeah, exactly. I definitely might not be alive. Like, that's a lot of years.
Yeah, that's a lot of years.
A lot of shit can happen in 18 years.
Yeah.
What if I go blind? I'm not going to fucking braille 18,000 like, all those
audio,
pages.
Audio
I guess all I would do is probably read books if I went blind.
Absolutely. If I lost any sense or limb or anything, I would take it as an excuse to quit life and just read.
I think going deaf, I would definitely read.
Yeah.
Because you also wouldn't get distracted.
Oh, beautiful. Just, what a beautiful, beautiful existence.
There's like a fire around you and shit. Mm-hmm.
He died doing what he loved.
Yeah.
Ignoring things and reading.
Having a medical reason to ignore people.
Ugh, the dream.
He starts screaming at you and you're just like, I'm deaf. And then you make them feel really bad.
And then they feel bad, yeah.
Give me money.
I need more money for books.
Yeah. Yeah, so pretty excited for that. That's about it.
Yeah.
Song for this week?
I just keep on listening to that Cuando Tu Vas song by Chinoa, the lip sync that Sagittaria Poopy and Killer did.
Yeah.
I think we played that last week, though, didn't
we? That was definitely last week.
I've been listening to it like nonstop.
Should we make our listeners listen to it nonstop and play it again?
Maybe.
Okay, here
it's
it is
our
again.
Show. Here it is, you fuckers. We'll be right back.
sonrisa retorcida. Intentará abordarme por segunda vez. No se da cuenta que no me interesa. Que lo que diga, lo que haga, lo conozco bien. Y no me hables de sexo seguro, ni plastifiques mi corazón. Ya estoy cansada de cuerpos duros y mentes blandas que no saben de amor. Cuando tú vas, empezado con buen pie. Comprenderás que yo no te conozco, pero me muero de deseo por besar su piel. Y no me hables de sexo seguro, ni plastifiques mi corazón. Ya estoy cansada de cuerpos duros y mentes blandas que no saben de amor. Cuando tú vas, yo vengo de allí. Cuando yo voy, thank you.